eigentlich. In Peinig, meines in Peinig, ist in Peinig. Purno Scho, Purno Madaya, Purno Mebabo Shishate. Ich check, in Peinig, from in Peinig. The remainder is in Peinig. Can you conceive? President Mathamidis also admit this, and from this is the from Veda, Upanishad, Purno Scho, Purno Madaya, Purno Mebabo Shishate. We can understand only from the example of the zero. Zero plus zero, zero minus zero, zero into zero, everything is zero. Such is the nature of infinity. And the Lord is such, he says, that infinity is my bed. That's ananta sajya. I lie down on infinity. So infinity don't do. Athava bhuvanite na kingapi na tavajana. Vishtak bhakis idam krishna ekangshe na sthitoja. Whatever you can conceive about your infinite, that is only in my one negligible part. I am such. So he is there, and we say that everything meant for humanity. A judicious exhibition, and they will be punished with more heinous career. Suffering. So, Buddhism, Ajgal to, Oichi to Ajgal ka duo. It's all Manu Mater Kota, Bhagavater Kota. Is awake, the religious men are sleeping there, in sleep. And where the religious men are fully awake, the ordinary persons are sleeping there, in that. Yārīśā sattva bhūtānāṁ tasyāṁ yāgati, ajyāṁ yāgati bhūtāni, sānīśā paśyato mune. A saint, he is not awake to this mundane necessity of life. He does not care for it. Okay? All right, okay.
Hare
Krishna. So you are deceiving you. All Aptangadi. You are committing suicide, so you should cry. If you come to proper sense, you should cry that what I have done for me and for others also, nothing. I am marching towards negative side, undesirable side. All my energy I am engaging only for the loss of myself and also the environment. Suicidal march. We all are engaged in a suicidal march. Whatever doing that is pernicious to me as well as to the environment. So I should cry for that, repent. That should be the normal tendency of the world. We should repent for our past deeds. What have I done? To help my own soul or for the outside one? Are the flesh and the blood or the soul living inside? Who is the party? The inner soul, he is the party, his benefit. Who is the beneficiary? Beneficiary is the soul. But we have taken the flesh and the blood and the mental system beneficiary at the cost of the soul's interest. So opposite direction we are marching. So we come to senses, then we must cry, repent. What have I done so far? A sane man, he must cry, he should cry what he has done. for him or for others. Just the opposite. So read and cry. Read and cry. When Mahaprabhu showed, when he came back from Gaya, before that, he was talking with this, that, scholarly conversation, this, that. Came from Gaya. He once met Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit, very sober, meek, gentle, from childhood, and religious-minded. Gadadhar, my life has been spoiled so long. My past days, I have spoiled, Gadadhar. You are very happy. You are so good. From the very childhood, you are religious-minded. But what I have done, I have talked, discussed with the scholars, and I could boast that I am a big scholar, talking with you, I have spoiled my time so long. I am lost. But you, Gadadhar, from very childhood, you are utilizing your time. You are religious-minded from the very beginning. Mahaprabhu says, for us, saying, for us, otherwise spoiled my whole time. So, and he is crying, what I have done. So read and cry. Then we can see that now he has come to his senses. He's crying, he has come to his senses. He's repenting his past life. Now he is normal. Crying, he is normal. When a patient is crying for his pain, he is in better condition. But before that, so the bikarete ki kare ugloke ki bole convulsion, when unconscious and moving hands and feet, that is bad. But when there is no feeling of pain, but when he has come to feel his pain and the crying, now he is coming to us normal condition. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare. কৃষ্ণের সর্বোত্তম নরদেবা নর বপু তাঁহার স্বরূপ, দি হায়েস্ট কোয়ার্টার হোয়ার কৃষ্ণলীলা ইজ ফাউন্ড, দ্যাট ইজ ফাউন্ড ইন হিউম্যান ফর্ম, অ্যান্ড ফ্রম দ্যাট দিস হিউম্যান সেকশন হ্যাজ বিন ক্রিয়েটেড। সো ইউ হিউম্যান সেকশন, ইউ আর ভেরি ফর্চুনেট দ্যাট ইন ইমিটেশন অফ দি হায়েস্ট লীলা you have been created. Because the original is in this form, Vrindavan Leela, in human form, and the human society, that is the highest. And you have come here, that Advaita reflection. So, you are fortunate. Krishna is Jata Kokala Sarvottama Nara Leela. This Vaikuntha Leela of Narayan, and the other lila is not so good. Narolila is very good, aprakita. Adhokshaja aprakita. Transcendental was divided into two mainly. One, some grand awe, inspiring, and the another is very human-like. And that is the highest. And you human beings, you are created after that. So you may consider yourself to be fortunate. Sannidasa says, Suno he manusha bhai, sadar upore manusha satya tahar upore dhani. The Krishna, the highest truth in Krishna conception, that is in human conception, not God conception. Vajulila, the highest quarter, that is in human society, not God society. So human society can feel pride feel themselves proud that they are after that highest pastimes of the supreme entity. That is the meaning. And not that all human forms are more than gods, and if we serve them, satisfy their senses, then we will be taken to the highest quarter. What is that? Is this the highest quarter? I am here. And how I am happy, I know ourselves, we know. So, the human position is the highest position. If we serve the humanity, we do the best utility of our energy, we are there. So no other further higher region to live, to aspire after. What is this? This is a suicidal argument. To serve humanity, I am also human. This is the highest stage, I am there. Then, after serving human being, what more development I shall have? This is the limit. What is this? কৃষ্ণলীলা একটু বৈশিষ্ট্য কর্ণ হ্যাজ ইনসাল্টেড যুধিষ্ঠির ইন দি ব্যাটল অফ কুরুক্ষেত্র. Yudhishthir came back from the battlefield. Afterwards, Arjuna came with Krishna. Then Yudhishthir told Arjuna that your Gandiva is useless. You are proud of your position of this Gandiva, and you were there. And the Karna has insulted me. Where you were with Gandiva? Don't speak so high of your Gandiva. It does not hear well. But Arjuna had some previous promise that whoever will talk ill of my Gandiva, insult my Gandiva, I shall behead him. And Arjuna remembered that promise, that I have a promise. Whoever will blame my Gandiva, I must behead him. With this honor, this commitment to Gandiva, I have got that. So Arjuna, to fulfill his promise, he was going to draw his sword to behead Yudhishthira. Krishna was there. What do you, my friend, do? You are going to keep your promise to behead your elder brother, to keep your promise. You fool! How many promises you have made previously? Did you not promise previously that you make your elder brother the emperor of India? Did you not promise this? What about that promise? And you are going to carry out this promise? So what to do? To keep that promise or keep this promise? And so many other promises also you have made. What to do, you like, at present? And Arjuna was puzzled. Then, what to do, I have made promise, what can you? Eight types of death there is. One of them is to admire one's own self. Do that. That is a kind of death. Do that, admire yourself, your qualifications, and that is like a death to a gentleman, to admire his own self, do that sort. Then Arjuna began that. That was really disappointing. This type of direction from Krishna, not this material law-abidingness, the promise. The spirit, the purpose is more valuable than the form. The spirit is more valuable than the form. That should be kept in mind always. Sometimes we bully the form in Kachita. Sacrifice ourselves on the altar of form, neglecting the spirit. That is misguidance. Sadharma nidhanam seyo parodharmo bhayabho. Yes, where you are, do the needful or the immediate call, that is good. But sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam saranam. That is temporary. But the universal call is there on your head. Give up all sorts of duties and try to come, march towards me. That is the main guidance, main direction. Give up everything and come to me. And because you may not go down, so to maintain your position, it is said, Swadharma nidhanam seyo, to keep your stand at the cost of your life, don't go back. This is for that purpose. And the march towards the Absolute, that is universal call. So all sorts of so-called sacred duties we must give up when we'll march towards the Absolute Truth. Everything for himself, not for me, not for my wife or children or father or my nation or this human section or the God section. None, but for that one Absolute. Everything for him. That is the truth. And every part will come to be Absolute. And they come to serve me, as everyone. The nation will say, the country will say, the religious section will say, come to serve me. Not that. Only one to be served. And what is that thing? That is to be found out. And Mahaprabhu says that is love, affection, beauty, harmony. Not neither power, nor knowledge, nor justice. We have to discriminate here. What is the conception of the Absolute? What is the urgent tendency of our inner self? What is the real need of my inner self? We have to examine, we have to analyze, we have to ascertain that inner hankering. All hankering is satisfied. Vidyati hridayagranti chiddanti sarva samsaya kiyanti chasya karmani mayi drishti parabari. When you come in contact with that plane, then we find wonderfully these things. Vidyati hridayagranti. From long, long time, the real heart is sealed by the ego. External ego, outside, and the internal ego has been covered. That is a seal. The seal is broken. And the natural flow from within the heart comes out and runs towards its own elementary existence. Siddhanti Sarvasamsaya. It is so natural. Flow is going towards the center of that plane. That no doubt has got any room to come there. It is automatic and proved. No suspicion, no doubt. They all disappear. The natural flow of the inner heart is going towards its own elementary source. Then all doubts and suspicions, they fly away. No trace. Sarvasamsaya. Arkhiyanti chasya karma. The tendencies of our past due to the reaction, they also evaporate. If you come in connection with the Absolute, Srimad Bhagavat says, you are one. A drop of water, when it comes in contact with the ocean, one, something. The inner feeling of the ecstasy meets the ocean of ecstatic joy. One, natural. No proof, no evidence is necessary. It is automatic. He is his own. Hidayenabhanugyantu, Manu Sangita, and Manu says, what is dharma? You will get your approval from your inner heart. That is one of the symptoms. Vidyadvi sevita. Manu says the definition about dharma. What is religion? Vidyadvi sevita. Vedavidvi. Which is approved by the revealed scriptural scholars. Not this mundane scholars of the empirical world, but the scholars of the revealed scriptures. They must approve. Here all mundane, all in doubts and falsehood, but independent of falsehood, doubt, there is a standard world, and they can extend the true proper knowledge here. And who are experts in that knowledge, which is over suspicion, over limitation, who are scholar expert of that, they must come approval from that. That is will be religion, one symptom. Vidyadvi sevita, sadvi, and who has got their practical life, not only theoretical scholarship about the Vedic scripture, but their real practical life, they are living according to the scripture, the rules approved by them, sevita, sadvi. So how, what sort of sadhu, saints, nityam adyesha ragavi, who have got no aspiration, neither hatred for the worldly things. Adyesha or agi. Neither hankering for the material achievement, nor apathy, abhorrence for the environment. Such was imbalance. Such saints must have approval. And the last symptom, that your inner heart will approve the hand, I am searching such things. So you are the real test. Your heart is the real test to give judgment that whether it is good or bad. This is dharma. Vidyadvi, sevita, sadvi, nityam, adyesha, ragavi, hridaye nabhanugyantu, jo dharmastha nibodhata. The religion of such characteristics, such symptom, I am going to say to you. In this way, Manu begins his religious book, Manu Sangita. In our heart's approval, that sealed oath, sealed of the present ahankar, ego, that will be broken, and the inner flow will come, and he will select his own plane and mix. And then all suspicions will be removed, and then all the debts in the form of previous karma that was trying me to draw their own plane, they will also evaporate, disappear. If you come connect yourself with Krishna consciousness, Srimad Bhagavatam says, the Krishna consciousness is such, if you come to approach it to a certain extent, then you will find this change within you. The natural progress you will be able to feel, not any artificial progress. All clear on all sides, your march. Katavaila. Here I go.
20 minutes
to 10. Gaur-hari bol, Gaur-hari bol, Gaur-hari bol, Gaur-hari bol. Jadi gaur na ho to kamona hoi to kamone dhori tam dehi. Maru ho. If Gaurango did not appear in this world, then how could we live? Who could give us such high type of nectar? Say, Prema Rasa Sima, the acme of the divine love, and Radhara Mahima, and what is the magnanimity, magnanimous position of Radharani? How her sacrifice, is the highest. That type of sacrifice, that sweet sacrifice, the sacrifice can bring such sweetness. As much as we can sacrifice, so much sweetness we can get in return. How sweet. All these things, who used to know us, to bring to our door? If Gauranga did not appear, then how could we maintain our life? How could we live? That is worth living. Otherwise, living life is nothing. It is zero. Gauranga has taken to our door that life is worth living. It has got such a great prospect, such sweet prospect. It is Gauranga who has taken to our door. Otherwise, how could we live? This is my ancestral property, and I was dispossessed of that so long. And Gauranga again took it to us, this property, our property, inner property. Who is he? What sort of a friend is he to us, all mankind and the animation? So Krishna himself has come as the preacher of him. He has come to converse himself. Krishna has come to Krishna and Radharani combined has come here to canvass themselves for the good of the people. How generous, benevolent. Gaur Hari Ki Jai. He also That is Abhim and Hanuman. Madhavi himself says that Ramchandra, Hanuman, Krishna, Bhim, and the Vyasa and Madhva, they are sampradaya. In that way, the Madhvacharya is the incarnation of Hanuman and the Bhim. His physical force was also very, very great. It is written that one piece of stone, big stone, what 20 persons could not move. He only with his left hand removed that stone, replaced from one place to another. Such physical strength he had. Among the air, the deity is supposed to be the most strong amongst the gods. Madhvacharya, he took sannyas from one Mayavadi disciple of Shankaracharya, Ochyuta Prakho. But his inner tendency was from his childhood towards Vaishnavism. He went to meet Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, of course, living for the whole age, seven or more there are, one is Vyasa. And anyhow, he could meet Vyasadeva in Badrikasram, just above Badrikasram, that Vyasa Ketra Samyapras. And when he came back from there, he declared war against the Sankara philosophy. First, he converted his sannyas guru, Ochyuta Prakho. His sannyas guru was converted by him, and his name was given as Padmanabha. Next, many scholars of the time was converted by him. They started one Brahma Sampradaya, by the name of Brahma Sampradaya. He started his new line of thought, mainly opposing Shankara. Soham, Shankara says Brahma and the Jiva, one said, no, this is too different. Even Madhyamati, Hariparadayu, Satyam Jagat Tattatu, Vedo, Jivagana, Harinamchara, Nichutya Bhavangata. The principles have been depicted in such sloka, Madhvacharya. And preached very vigorously against the Shankara, especially in the south. Their favorite place of pilgrimage was Gaya. And Ishwarpuri, Madhavendra Puri, they took sannyas from that, came in connection with Madhya Sampradaya. And from there, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwarpuri, from Madhavendra Puri, the initiation of Ishwarpuri, the spiritual guide of Mahaprabhu has accepted, and Nityananda and Advaita. All these three, Ishwarpuri, Nityananda Puri and Advaita Prabhu, they are disciples of Madhavendra Puri. And Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwarpuri. In this way, formally, the Gaudiya Sampradaya is emanating from Madhya Sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu Sampradaya had got some speciality. What was first felt from Madhavendra Puri, it could be traced. Premanku, the Prem of Pradham. In the Madhya Sampradaya, Prem, that divine love, is not given the highest position, so considerable position. But for the Madhavendra Puri, we find that the love of Vrindavan, that has been given the supreme position in the Sampradaya line. And from there Ishwarpuri, and from there Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu and others, and they began to preach about Krishna conception. So it branches. Gaudiya Sampradaya is branching from Madhya Sampradaya. Formally, four Sampradaya, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka. Sri Sampradaya Ramanuja, Sri Brahma Madhvacharya, Sri Yajurveda, and Nimbarka Sampradaya Chatushan, and Rudra Sampradaya Vishnu Swami, Sridhar Swami, Tikaka. It comes from Rudra Sampradaya. So Mahadev, Lakshmi Devi, Brahma and Chatushan, the original flow of four types of devotion coming from them. And in this middle age, there is an instance that Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbark and Ramanuja. But the Gaudiya Sampradaya had its speciality, began from Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri and culminating in Mahaprabhu. And his Mahaprabhu's feeling and the sentiments had been fully expressed by six Goswamis, Arup, Sanatan, Jeev, etc. And we find that in that position by the Goswami, Sat Goswami. Their special value is that hitherto Krishna Lila would have been considered that Krishna is there, the God, Krishna, a part of Narayana. He came in Vrindavan and showed his lila with the human beings to grace them. And it is one of the line by which we can go to Narayana. But Goswamis, according to the instruction of Mahaprabhu, they showed from Bhagavata and other scriptures that Krishna lila is the supreme and it is on the highest position. And it is eternal. And it comes down. And Narayana, loka, that of Narayana, it is Sudhwar, than this Vrindavan. These all have been described by the Goswami followers of Mahaprabhu, according to his own instruction. Anyhow, Madhvacharya, our respected Acharya, we give respect to him from a little distance. Because we find also in him that he told the outer side that the gopis were the prostitutes of the heaven. And they came and in connection of Krishna, they were their life was fulfilled. Not that they originally they hold the highest position, and not human beings getting grace of Krishna for the time being in the beginning. They are eternally there in the lila. Eishab Goswami Jame Vrije Korila Vas, Radha Krishna Nitto Lila Korila Prakash. Their speciality was to show clearly that it is not a byproduct in the course of time of Bhagavata Lila, but it is the most original position they hold. And that has been graciously come down here. We have to see in this way. The most original thing, not outcome, not product of any other divine essence. But this is the original. And how, why? Such way they proved it by the process, by the analysis of the rasa, the ecstasy, the anandam, the joy. That is the most plenary substance in the world is joy. And by scientifically analyzing the different types and positions and qualities of joy, they proved that it cannot be that Krishna Lila holds the highest position. Thank you.
Thank you.